Running a pet business is no walk in the park. I've been there, done that, and sure have the campfire stories to prove it. That's why Pet Boss Nation created Camp Pet Boss, where you can relax at a beautiful lake, refuel your leadership confidence with our in-person activities, and reignite your passion for the pet business of your dreams with your pet industry peers and trusted experts. Camp Pet Boss is a one-of-a-kind business retreat that mixes conference learning sessions and camp-like activities for pet professionals and their dogs. When was the last time that you got away from your business, unplugged from the chaos, and reconnected with your inner entrepreneurial spirit? And I hope that you heard me, that your furry best friend could be there too. Get ready for the most amazing and unique in-person adventure for pet business owners and their dogs, happening this summer in Lake Delton, Wisconsin, August 27th through the 30th of 2024. Tickets will sell out, and one building is already booked solid. So I want you to hit pause on this podcast and visit camppetboss.com right now to make sure that you have a room reserved. Your ticket price includes all food, lodging, and seminars. Need another reason to secure your ticket early? How about a massive discount of savings of $850 off your ticket? That's right, early bird pricing is happening right now, but not for much longer. And I can't wait to hang out with you at camp this summer and share all those juicy Pet Boss stories around the campfire. There's a new pet industry trade show in North America called Connect, Canada's Pet Trade Expo. Today's guest is Grant Crossman, who along with his wife have successfully organized Canada's Pet Expo consumer events for over 30 years. And they're excited to bring their expertise along with some others to the B2B side of shows. That's business to business, if you've never heard that term before. Businesses doing business with each other instead of D2C, direct to consumer. This expertise and a need for connection and innovation and growth to face today's small business challenges is really what has inspired this new event gathering. It's happening May 15th to the 16th of 2024 at the Niagara Falls Convention Center, and it will sure be beautiful, educational, and fun. I'm a featured speaker there, and I can't wait to share with you more about this event in today's episode, or even better yet, maybe I'll just see you there. Welcome to the Boss Your Business Podcast, the show for the local pet business owner. If you have a physical building, carry inventory, have a team, or dream of having one someday, then this podcast is for you. You'll hear honest conversations from pet pros working the streets of Main Street, where dog business is big business. I'm your show host, Candace Daniolo, the founder of Pet Boss Nation and a pet business coach. I've started, scaled, and sold three successful pet businesses and now help mentor thousands of pet professionals to see success faster together. I'm sharing my favorite business tips with you, mixed with the latest secrets of what's working now, especially in this challenging world. So, if you're a pet supply store, grooming salon, dog daycare, boarding facility, pet sitter, dog trainer, or really anyone covered in fur, let's get started. Welcome to the Boss Your Business Podcast, Grant Crossman. I'm excited to have you here today.
Good day, Candace. How are you today?
Fantastic. And I'm really excited because I get to see you in person very soon at the Global Pet Expo, but also at Connect.
A lot of stuff, a lot of energy. The industry itself is really excited for it. And we can't wait to see you here. Bring you into Canada.
Yeah, I know this will be my first Canadian trade show. And we're here today to talk more about your experience in the pet industry, but also to share with our listeners all about Connect, Canada's Pet Trade Expo, because this is the first time the event is happening, right?
It's the inaugural event, and we're excited for it. Our family and our group that's putting it together. Yeah, it's the first of many to come. So we're quite excited to have it here in Niagara Falls.
Okay, it's in Niagara Falls, and it's May 15th to the 16th of 2024. Yes. And if people want to learn more, what's the website?
ConnectPetExpo.com.
ConnectPetExpo.com. Very easy to remember. I love that. So how did this idea come about? Because I know how expensive events are to put on. I know the amount of work it takes. It's like basically raising your hand and saying, I want another full-time job. So how did this all come about?
take a little bit of a step back. My wife and I, we were a couple there, started out our first retail store. We were 19 years old, many years ago. I started. And we slowly grew into the industry and it became our life. It became a compassion then. And it's what we drive towards. And it's all about promoting the world of pets. Pets in today's families, it's very important, vital for better mental or better emotions within the family households, et cetera, and stuff. During COVID and the past couple of years leading up to COVID, the growth within the independent pet retailer segment or category within Canada, whether it's a business sole proprietor or a franchise, has grown. It's been great. We have grown our entity or our category into a wholesale distribution company on the side. And we are seeing this, and we are seeing a want for the spring type B2B show. So we brought together a group of stakeholders and individuals that have been in the pet trade for a number of times. On our team includes Roger Salm, who was with Petland for 30 plus years, my wife Yvonne, and myself in the pet trade for 36 years, aging ourselves now. And then we bring in the younger blood, Noah Arsenal and stuff, who's a great business developer, as well as been in the pet world for a number of years. What do we do? How do we do it? We follow the lead of many shows from around the world. Bring the energy in. Bring the difference in. Bring the fact that we want to promote growth, innovation, and the community by connecting. That's how we came up, the Connect Canada's Pet Trade Expo.
I love that. I love it. So who is your ideal attendee for this expo?
Our ideal attendee is the pet retailer looking to take their business to the next level, whether it's growing the brands within their store, taking brands back to their franchise or to their chain to say, hey, this is what the pet families are looking for today. So those attendees are going to be small pet retailer, large pet retailer. They're going to be independent groomers, boutique shops. There's going to be small vet clinics as well, because in Canada, we're seeing many of the veterinarian clinics actually provide small square footages within their clinics for little retail pop-ups. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Great. That whole one-stop medical, et cetera. And then along with specialty pet is a category that has grown over the years, especially here in Canada. And we're seeing that evolve and grow as well with the great product lines being available, the information, the education. We're seeing beta centers being set up, small reptile sections, small birds, small hamsters or small animal sections being set up within the stores too. So it's anybody that wants to, again, grow, innovate, connect, take the industry, take their store or their sales point and take it to the next level. And of course, the most important part is just like everything else you do, education, education, education. And thus is where we have the great Candace.
I love talking with you because I love that you like feed my ego. The one conversation you were like, we're bringing Elvis to Canada. I was like, oh, that made me feel great.
Boussouet Shoe is going to put them on the inventory list right now.
That's right. So. Yeah. No, that's awesome. I'm excited to be there as a presenting speaker and connect with the Canadians. Our Canadians are actually at Pet Boss Nation, some of our most engaged podcast listeners and social media followers. So we love our Canadians. So I'll be there doing a variety of different things. And I think one, I'm talking about pet marketing retail and giving our inspirational pep talks as always and connecting with fellow attendees. You also, I hear, have some other big hitters coming now into the for the seminars. Tell us more. Yeah.
It's great. So we have Lynn coming from Pet Retail Helper. We have the group from PIN coming out. We have some other different speakers coming in that are going to be sponsor related, and they're all going to be on the From Pet Family stage. They're gracious enough to support and sponsor that whole activation within the show itself. So we're excited. We're energized. COVID reset the entire business platform across the world in the pet segment. And we found a number of our retailers in Canada were ready and they were not geared for that, but they were getting themselves set up for the future of the world of business. All the talks that we're bringing in are supporting that stage and that step within, like you said, marketing, online retail, inventory control, management, everything. And we're excited to bring it to them. I think it's something that is going to fill a void here. And most importantly, bringing the entire community together to network, connecting and sharing their triumphs, their misses, but more importantly, the growth of the industry itself as a whole.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of the people that you mentioned there, Lynn is a good friend of mine. I'm excited to see her in person again. She's always a great public speaker. And then PIN, that stands for Pet Industry Network. Yes. So it's a group that I'm also part of, that we're a network of service professionals here to help support the pet industry. You guys can learn more about them at petindustrynetwork.com. And the big hitters I was talking about, am I allowed to name drop? Come on now, what a name drop. It's, you put it on LinkedIn, can we say?
Yeah, go ahead. Absolutely, name drop. I have to get it. I have to get the okay here from Noah, who's managing all that. But yeah, absolutely, please.
LinkedIn, I feel like we can share it on the Boss Your Business. Okay, yeah. I'm excited that Dr. Karen Becker and Rodney Habib will be there, the co-authors of The Forever Dog and their new book, The Forever Dog Life. I've known, not well, but Dr. Karen Becker is from like my area where my pet stores were. So I remember going to my local distributor shows, and she would come in the little conference room and sit there and be so passionate and talking to us all about pet nutrition. And I remember I had lunch with her once, and she was sitting at our table, and she loved the color of my employee's hair. My employee had dyed her hair purple or something. And she's, I've always wanted to dye my hair purple. But it was a fun little story. And then Rodney, we've been able to connect on Zooms and for different projects, and then see each other at trade shows too. So I'm really excited to see both of them again as well. And I know that your attendees will be definitely there to listen to them.
Yeah. Thank you to Big Country Raw, who's bringing them in for us, putting together the Big Country Theater on the Wednesday where you'll be presenting your...
I know. I'm technically following them up. I get to be on that same stage with them. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty exciting to have them come and speak to the pet industry and really educate, inform, and energize. It's an honor, and for us to even have them in the same
spot.
So we're excited. And again, thanks to Big Country Raw on that one.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. So these attendees, you've identified who the attendees are. You also, though, talk about the growth of the industry. So you and I had spoke before too about really any worker in the pet industry can attend this, right? They don't have to buy a resale certificate or
No.
So really it's open to anybody?
No, it's anybody that's within the industry itself, because we believe the most important educational component is that store associate, that person that's on the floor. That's the first engagement for those pet families when it comes for information, seeking out details or advisement. And this is going to be a location where they'll be able to come out, speak to the manufacturers, speak to the brands, speak to the reps, speak to the specialists, so that they can go back and promote the brand, or more importantly, promote a wealth of knowledge, wealth of knowledge, which is only something they're going to grow in the future as their careers grow within the pet industry itself.
Yeah, sure. And so Americans could also cross that border into Niagara Falls, I'm assuming. Do you have to be Canadian?
No, absolutely not. We have registrations from the U.S. We have registrations from overseas. Cool. We have attendees. Everyone's welcome. Hey, we're Canadian. Everyone's welcome. Come on, we're for dinner. We're good.
That's right. Fantastic. All right. So registrations are coming in. So what's some of the feedback that you've been getting about people who are planning to attend?
It's a pretty common word when we go out and we speak to the vendors, we speak to the attendees, and they're actually saying the most common, and it's really emotional for us as a group. Thank you. It's just thank you. And the fact that we're bringing the community together, thank you. The fact we're bringing education out, thank you. The fact we're bringing the brands that they want to learn more about and actually present an idea to put it within their retail establishments, thank you. And it's not just a Canadian thing, but it's just they're seeing the industry get to the point where we have to bring the community back, bring the networking back, bring back the success and stuff and the knowledgement and stuff. And that's the response we've been getting. It's great. It falls at a perfect time of the year. When we're going into the summer months, when a lot of the retail stores or retailers are getting into that quiet point, right? Mm-hmm. So let's present an event that'll offer them some great purchasing opportunities, get them through that point, get them through the summer slow times when they can make some savings, increase a little bit of their margins, get an idea of what inventory they have as they lead into that third and fourth quarter, the most important quarters of the year. So that's going to be great. And again, your folks' talks are going to be just driving that whole responsible pet store ownership, that's going to again drive into responsible pet ownership, message, which is really important. And that's awesome.
Yeah. If I think about like my core as a business coach and why I got into this, it's because I am passionate about the small business owner, right? I really want them to thrive. And so often people come into the pet industry because they're passionate about pets. Now this happens in lots of different industries, right? We get this itch to go do something that we have fun with and that we're in love with and that we really feel like maybe there's a need for it. And we go all in, right? Entrepreneurs are risk takers. They just jump in and don't realize maybe all the things that they're now going to be challenged with or have to know how to do that maybe not be in their wheelhouse. And so, and I was one of those people, right? I did a lot really well. I was great at marketing and customer events, but I really didn't know how to manage my cash flow or how much inventory to buy, or even really how I should be as a leader in my company and managing other people. So there were lots of things I needed to learn. And when I started investing in that education, that professional development, it was like game changer. Like a lot, it didn't mean that the challenges went away. It just really equipped me to better handle and be a better decision maker and surround myself with the right types of people and do everything I could to really help me be a success. And how that translates is when we really start to show up for ourselves in that way, and in our businesses, it has a positive impact on our employees. It has a positive impact on the customers at the end of the day, because if you've got happy employees taking care of their pets, the customers, the pets will be happy, the customers are happy. And so much more opportunity exists when I feel like we can really make that decision to run better businesses, because then new doors open up for ourselves and for the team. And you just never know what opportunities exist, right? Like I never thought I would be here on a podcast or even being a main speaker at a Canadian Pet Expo back in the day when my small business was really struggling. But if I hadn't had put the investment into my professional development and my network and my circle, I wouldn't be here. So that's why I tell that story, because investing in opportunities like this are very important, right? This is, people are going to have to take away from work from away from their businesses to come to Connect. They'll have to invest in potentially flights or airfare, and they might have to pay for coverage back home. And so it can be sometimes an obstacle for some people. They might create it as an obstacle, but it's really an opportunity.
It really is. And I agree with you on all that. And when we see in our wholesale division, our other companies, a new store pop up, I always ask them, do you enjoy coming to work? Do you love it? Because you can ultimately gauge their success. And it's okay, you love it. You got the right energy. You're going through it. Please go out and get a business coach.
Yeah.
Go get a business mentor. Those that have had a miss, because it'll save you in the long run. But more importantly, it'll give you that step forward ahead of everybody. And it's really important. And it's great that you're able to offer such services through your subscriptions and through your programs and stuff. Thank you on behalf of us Canadian businesses. Well. I know a number of groups, and including one that just joined our group, is one of your store coached members. So it's great.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. What we offer is just really to be able to help provide that kind of support system, tools, help you get there faster, because we've made the mistakes and we don't want, not that I can prevent mistakes, but at least help them, make them less of a risk at that point, but also all the opportunities that are there.
One thing you brought up, the cost of the investment of going to such a show to learn from. And one thing we're going to have at this show is, which is something very unique, is, now I'm not going to say many, some of the vendors are participating in a quick cash and carry opportunity. Because as an independent retailer, I know the cost for me to leave my store, put it staffed, travel expense, and et cetera. Some of the vendors are going to offer on-site cash and carry opportunities. Could be a small shelf talker. It could be a small shelf display, something that store owner or purchaser can take back to the store and know they're going to quickly do a quick exchange and mark it up and get some of that expense back, as opposed to, okay, I'm going to wait for the order and et cetera, et cetera. So that's something unique that we're offering at Connect, and a number of the vendors are taking place and participating in that.
Oh, cool. That's really neat. I think you've got some other cool things going on too, like lunch and some social.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us more.
It's a community. We want to bring everyone together, not just a quick in and out experience. So we're making it a 2-day event for everybody. So on the Tuesday evening, as all the vendors get set up, the vendors are invited for a quick little icebreaker in which, you know, you and Lynn and the rest of the PIN people will be there and stuff. And then on Wednesday is the full function, the first day of the event. And then Thursday, the second day. Wednesday, throughout the day, it's trade show, presentations, Connect Lounge. It's going to be a great first day. Wednesday evening, that's going to be a little bit of fun. The Hagen Group is sponsoring the Connect Live back at the Marriott Hotel. It's a beautiful banquet hall, and Hagen, along with their brands, Cadet, Nutrients, and Bionic, are putting together a great function for the trade itself. We've got a live band coming out.
Oh, fun.
We've got some special guests coming out. And then Thursday, we're doing the Thursday. Hey, let's kick off 2025 Connect now. So we've got lunch for the attendees, lunch for the vendors. We've got keynote speakers, yourself, Rodney, Dr. Karen, Lynn, et cetera. What else we got going on Thursday? That's it, right? It's basically come hang out for the day and learn some more before we kick off. Most importantly, though, again, back to that return on expense, return on investment. Throughout the weekend, any store that places an order on site, their name's going to go on a poker chip. On the Wednesday night at the Hagen Connect Live event, we'll be drawing poker chips out. And we have a $10,000 prize pool.
Wow, that's nice. Right? That's pretty good.
It's going to be anywhere from $25 to $1,000. Okay. Throughout the night, we'll be pulling them out. That money goes back to the retailer that made that order over the Wednesday. And hey, it's a great opportunity to go back with some good.
Do you get a chip for every order?
Every order.
Oh,
so the more orders you place. Yeah. And the best part about it is we're doing a 25-75 split. 25 goes back to the vendor rep. 75 goes to the retailer. And hey, hypothetically, it could pay for your whole day and your orders.
Yeah, for sure. Right? That's great. That's a fun way to gamify the whole experience. I love it.
Yeah, and there's lots of giveaways throughout the whole 2 days. We're actually doing the old, I love saying this when we age ourselves, the spotlight dance idea. There'll be logos on the floor throughout the entire venue. And you know, throughout the day, we'll be calling out a logo. And the first one or the closest person to that logo will walk away with anywhere from a $250 to a $500 gift card for that vendor's booth.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. Also very cool. When you said spotlight dance, I was like, oh no, the spotlight goes on.
Remember that?
The person has to dance. They have to stand and dance. No, they get to win some cash. I love it. Oh my
yes.
God.
Yes. Lots of fun. And because we respect today's cost of travel and networking and getting out there. And we want to really encourage the participation for the full 2 days. So
yeah,
we're encouraging everyone to come out. Even for those that are interested in investing in the pet trade, that are thinking about a pet shop in the future or getting involved in the industry, send in a registration. Noah and I will reach out to you, or Roger will, and we'll have a conversation. And you know, if it's a fit, we want you out there learning, because the greater the community, the greater network, and the greater the industry we're going to have.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And you've been in a long time. I can't believe you said it since you were 19 or 18, 19. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I think I joined the industry when I was 24. So not too far off of you, too far from you, but it has been a great industry, and it will continue to grow and grow globally, and not just in both of our countries, but it's just going to continue to grow. And I think as an industry, these kinds of things are important to raise awareness to other people in our community or younger kids, even about all the work opportunities that exist within the industry. Because a lot of times they might only think of becoming a veterinarian as the only way to work in the pet industry. And that's not the only path. And they won't be exposed to those opportunities unless we as an industry show them what's out there.
Yeah, it's really important that we encourage the growth of our employment pool. We're not just inventory control people. It's a fact that many people, when they have some issues or they're concerned about the health of their pet family member, they generally go to the local pet shop first before they engage with a veterinarian. The relationship with a local pet retailer is very important and should be very strong with the local veterinarian, so that associate can engage the whole introduction to that next level. And it's a lot of responsibility for a store associate these days to be able to offer that medical direction or that supportive advice as they move forward, because we're not doctors, but we do believe we're just as passionate and caring for the animals as the pet families. Know a lot, learn a lot, network a lot, grow a lot.
I love that. What else is new and exciting there at the show that we can expect? You know,
Connect is really excited to also present for the first time the raw showcase. We all know that the dietary nutrition of today's pet retailer is changing and constantly evolving. And one of those segments or categories is the raw or the frozen category itself. So as you come into the event, there's going to be a phenomenal wall showcase of refrigeration units provided by one of the event sponsors. And it's going to be a great showcase. It's going to be fun. So take a look and watch for that when you come into the registration space.
Cool. That's really cool. And are all of your vendors listed on the website?
All the vendors are listed on the website.
Okay.
Still a few more confirming. The brands are listed on the website. And by all means, reach out to us if you have any questions, or if there's a brand you'd like for us to reach out to make sure that they're there.
Yeah, that they're there. Because I was thinking that this is going to air at the end of March. So there might still be time for a brand to still sign up and register, right? Because you're not sold out just yet.
No, we have lots of space and we're able to grow it. Next year, actually, we're able to increase the booth space by almost 140 booths.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're excited.
More to come. Fantastic. All right. So what do you think is the future then of the industry?
The industry itself is becoming much more accountable, much more responsible, much more growth driven in the segments and categories that we're not just a one brand retail shop anymore. The stores that can offer a variety of brands can offer a variety of information and a greater pool of customer clients to service and to specialize or to fulfill their needs. The world as we knew it changed during COVID. The facts of the support, mental well-being pets have provided so many families is now factual. It's there, it's foundation. So we learned, and I believe the world learned, the pet industry is 100% essential for families' betterment of life in the long run. So that's a big verbiage. The industry itself is on a growth, and shows like Global, Super Zoo, Pijack, Connect are only going to support those retailers in the growth within the industry to become better, stronger, innovative, and let's connect.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Now there's something else I just noticed on your website that is really interesting in talking about the future of people's maybe careers or opportunities in the pet industry is that you have a job board on here.
Yes. We're really thinking of the retailers as we grew the site and as we're growing Connect itself. So on the website, there's a job posting. It's very important that, again, we grow that employment pool. There's mm-hmm. business opportunities, franchise opportunities for those that might be interested in investing or looking at a different opportunity within the retail segment. There's a pet shop toolbox, we call it, where we put in different types of brands, different types of support people, such as Pet Boss Nation. The pet shops can go there. Who else is on there? Astro Loyalty, ePet, CFIB, and stuff like that. So we want to try to mentor, help, drive, and grow the professionalism of each retailer out there mm-hmm. in the pet.
I love it. Cool. Okay. So as we wrap this up, we know that the Connect Pet Trade Expo is happening this May 15th to the 16th in Niagara Falls for 2024. What can we expect from the future of Connect?
Wow. Connect is going to grow the industry. It's going to be there as a central point for the industry itself to come together. Again, network, community, mm-hmm. drive. Connect worked.
That's actually Connect not, work, not right? Bad, like got a whole new program you can launch. Yeah.
Connect is going to be a gathering for those that are interested in the pet trade growing, and we'll be back in 2025 in Western
some more
Canada.
Shows. Okay.
100% and Eastern Canada. So Niagara Falls, beautiful place. Bring everyone out. It's encouraging. It's fun, and it's a destination event.
Yeah. What will the weather be like in May, middle of May in Niagara Falls?
You'll be able to see the falls. That's all that matters. It's
okay.
Gorgeous.
That's all that matters. I can't wait. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to be there. To our audience and listeners, if you are wanting to come to the event and to meet Grant and to meet myself and to meet everybody else that's there and benefit from all the amazing things happening at the Connect Pet Expo, then you should check out the site and get registered. Go to connectpetexpo.ca. .com. It can be .com. I was on another
.com. .ca.
Okay. Well, Grant, it's been so awesome having you here today. And like I said, I can't wait to see you in person. Thanks for giving us the time on the podcast.
Thanks, Candace, for all your support of the industry globally. You're speaking so well of by so many independent retailers and stuff. And it's thanks to your mentorship, the industry is seeing this growth. And don't forget, Niagara Falls, May 15th, 16th. It's a place to connect.
That's right. Love it. All right. I'll connect with you, our listener, on the next episode of the Boss Your Business Podcast. Did you know that we also have a weekly emailed newsletter and a blog, all full of amazing business building tools for you, completely free resources. And that's how you stay in the know with everything that we have happening at Pet Boss Nation. Now, the best way to get on our email list, if you're not currently, is to visit petboss.com, scroll to the bottom of the site, and jump on our newsletter right there. Because this podcast is just one of the many ways that we provide free tips and resources to pet professionals all over the globe. All right, visit petboss.com to jump on our email newsletter list, and you'll find out about newest blog posts, newest podcast episodes, as well as any free webinars or trade shows or appearances that we might be going to. All right, let's stay connected every single week, not just through the podcast, but through your email too. Visit petboss.com.